Welcome back. Congress is looking to take action, at least some in Congress, after the tragic flooding in Texas. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is targeting weather modification. She announced on X, introducing a bill that prohibits the injection, release, or dispersion of chemicals into the atmosphere for the express purpose of altering the weather, adding, it will be a felony offense. We must end the dangerous and deadly practice of weather modification. Now, one of the techniques under the umbrella of weather modification is cloud seeding. It's an experiment that dates back to 1946, and it's now especially widespread in Texas, covering about one-sixth of the state, spanning 31 million acres. So, what is cloud seeding? It's a technique designed to help a cloud produce more rain, and here's how it works. A chemical compound, most oftenly silver iodide, is used to form small crystals that are put into clouds. It's usually by a drone. That process then helps trigger rain. It can also reduce hail and clear fog. It's produced, by the way, modest results so far, increasing rainfall anywhere from 5 to 20%. Now, here's how it's used. States use cloud seeding to produce rain in areas that are experiencing drought. It can also help generate snow in mountain regions. One of the instances of how it's been used in history, by the way, is Operation Popeye in the Vietnam War. Our Army used it to prolong the monsoon season, hoping to bog down the Viet Cong's logistics line, making it harder for them to reinforce the front line. Now, my next guest is an expert in this field. He's also been the center of a lot of controversy since the flooding in Texas. And here's what he has said in the past about cloud seeding.
If you have the right kind of radar and you fly in a zigzag, right, or in a circle, or in your initials, and you only see precipitation on the radar in your flight track, then you can say, oh, that is definitively man-made because we flew in this zigzag or we flew in this spiral and there's only precipitation occurring in that shape. They did that in Idaho in 2017 multiple times.
Now, I want you to take a look at this. The red line at the bottom of your screen, that's the flight path of his company, Rainmaker, and their cloud seeding operations on July 2nd, just days before the deadly Texas floods. Now some are questioning whether or not that flight played a role in the floods. Joining me now.